Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease. I got a home on the other side. Say now, swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease. I got a home on the other side. This old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house knew many shouts. Now she trembles in darkness as the lightning walks about. I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix no shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil no hinges, no to mend no window pane. I'll need this house no longer. Getting ready to meet the same. Is sleeping, he don't know I'm gonna leave. Else he'd get up from the fireside and sit and howl and grieve. But my hunting day's over, ain't gonna hunt the cur no more. Gabriel done brought in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. I ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix no shingles, ain't got time to fix a floor. Got time to oil no hinges, nor to mend no window pane. I'll need this house no longer, getting ready to meet the same. This is my version of an ancient southern tale, often told by old, old men with slate gray skin and watery blue eyes, who sit about wood-burning stoves of a winter's eve and tell of a child who was born into life with a call. Not the kind of a call that a preacher gets, but a C-A-U-L call. Which means that the boy had an uncanny ability to communicate with animals. And about this child, it was often said that the only friend he made in life was a diamondback rattlesnake. The boy with the shadow eye and club foot coming by, the community women conjured them with a glance. There by the house of gray and green, green grass, passing away out past all limit of seeing, where faintly seen a yellow streaming slithered in the green. The crows came endless over, folding and unfolding dark intent. A thousand shaking shadows over green and yellow swoop and screamed and rent their one that flapped ahead, crippled to begin, who then fell dead from out the sky before the boy with the shadow eye and club foot. One day at school and then away, the other children up from play flinging stones. The shadow boy leaps and moans and flaps away. The others turn and he comes to stay in the house of gray by the green where the yellow goes. Bright sun glows daily over green. It pleases the boy now to lie unseen, at last befriended by the yellow flowing. But who can blame the stranger come by chance to slay the golden rattlesnake who slithered in the green? Or the boy who stumps more and farther between dry green grasses, seeing nothing but a yellow hope, turning now his shadow eye on every man. No one in our community much understood the new English teacher, Harmon Bohannon, who came to our school. They all reckoned him to be a queer duck, strange in his ways. But one thing was agreed upon by all, that he was the best English teacher ever seen in those parts. Oh, it was well known that he was a Pied Piper among the youth, and that he burned the midnight oil, or rather candle wax, for he disdained electricity in his house. He said he didn't like the vibes of the wires round about. And he ate concoctions of carrot juice and blackstrap molasses and bran. And he said he was into roughage and witchcraft. Harmon Bohannon. And the children loved him because he spoke directly to their hearts. Someone said, "Harmon, what is a habit?" My daddy told me not to cultivate any bad habits, and he drew the boy to the front of the class, and he took a gossamer string, and he wrapped it once around him and said, "Break the string, son," and the boy did. He wrapped it around twice, and he said, "Let me see you break it now," and the boy did with some effort. A third time again he did, and a fourth with strain. Around and around he wound the web of gossamer string until finally the boy could not break it, and Harmon said to the rest of the class, "This is the way habits work. You do it once and it's easy to break, and twice you can. A third time is harder, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and it's impossible. Then it becomes a bond." And the children understood. And instead of talking about pioneer days, Harmon came to the children and he said, "Did you know about Belle Starr, the outlaw queen, and her Indian lover, the man Bishop?" No, they had never heard of either. And he said, "Let me give you a lesson now." And he told of the time that the man Bishop, the great outlaw, came into the bank, and at the end of a long and bloody career, when he had killed many and many a man, he met a bullet himself, raked through the lungs. He jumped through a window, exploding through the wall into the alley, and ran like a gut-shot deer until he fell 500 yards away in a trash heap. And they turned the outlaw Bishop over, and in his pocket they found this note, and it said, "It's hard to live in hell and go to hell when you die, but such a fate there is in store for me. A fool never knows nothing until it's too late. So think, boys, think, and look before you leap." And he was a Pied Piper among men. His ways were little understood, but they were greatly appreciated in the community. And one time I met him, I said, "What are you really into beside this English?" And it, "I know how it is. I've heard that you write apocalyptic verse by candlelight at night and keep to your own counsel." He said, "I'm into witchcraft." I said, "Huh?" He said, "The ancient word Wicca is the fountain of all wisdom, where the word wisdom comes from. I'm not into that black magic. You practice black magic, you get what you give sevenfold, and it comes back on your head." I thought this was pretty strange. And then one time, a couple of the police were driving out by the old gravel quarry, and they heard a blood-curdling screech, and they looked out on the highest rock, and just as the moon was coming up in the eastern sky, they saw an alabaster colossus of a man standing out on the highest crag with his arms outstretched, making a blood-curdling banshee-like howling, stark naked. And it was Harmon Bohannon, the English teacher, ran him in, recent exposure. And the next morning, he came back to the class, and there was a memo on his desk. Come to the principal's office. He went down. The principal locked his door and drew him aside and said, "Mr. Bohannon. Is it true what I hear about you? Indecent exposure, naked. Yes, sir, he said, that was me. That was me, Mr. Bohannon. You answer me one thing, straight, boy. Were you smoking that marijuana? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I don't do that. I don't even drink any beer or wine. I just drink mineral water and eat carrot juice, and I'm into bran and roughage and such things as that. Witchcraft is my thing. Let me tell you about the fountainhead of all wisdom, the ancient word. Wait a minute, Mr. Bohannon, said the principal. Wait a minute. In just a little while, you're going to have to go down and reckon with the commissioners and the board of trustees and the board of education. They're going to be asking you some questions. Boy, you're the best English teacher we ever had down here. You got strange ways, but you're a Pied Piper and the kids love you. Mr. Bohannon, when they get to asking you all them questions, son, don't be talking about that witchcraft business and carrot juice and that lack of electricity. You just tell them you were smoking them funny cigarettes, all right?
Of Arabia, and your love belongs to me. Yes, at night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep, and the stars that shine above, they will light our way to love, and you'll rule my land with me. I'm the Sheikh of Arabia. And you'll rule my land with me. Yes, I'm the Sheikh of Arabia. Yes, I'm the Sheikh of Alabama. I said I'm the Sheikh of Birmingham.
Just a while back, when I made my first album, we were casting about for material to use, and one of the first things I wanted to do was to use a song which I thought was one of the finest pieces of work I'd ever heard. It was an historical song about the Civil War. It was written by a man named Don Dunaway, and the song was called Kennesaw Line, and Don lives in my hometown. And for a good many years, he's been playing at a club called the Milltop. He's an earnest apprentice, someone who loves his music to the core. This is his great song, and I think in light of this weather that I'm going to defer the misery a little bit and season it with a little bit of joy and bring out the man who wrote Kennesaw Line in what I think is his first appearance at the Florida Folk Festival, and give him my guitar and let you hear it sung by the man who wrote it. How about a nice welcome for Don Dunaway?
I've been working there, it'll be 6 years in July. I started taking Sundays off so I could have some time with my wife, so we'd have a day together. And and this is the first time I've been able to come here. I'm sorry that I brought all this inclement weather. This is a song that was inspired by many trips that I made up to Kennesaw Mountain when I lived in Marietta, Georgia. And I read a diary by Sam Watkins that was entitled Company H. And I'd go sit up on Kennesaw Mountain and think about the things that happened there and about the words of Sam Watkins. And I was playing in St. Augustine when it was around Halloween in 1973. And this song, the song finally came to me. But I can't really claim that I wrote this because most of the words belong to Sam Watkins and Walter Hood. I've been really fortunate. A number of my friends have done this, and I'm flattered that Gamble recorded this song and has given me an opportunity to sing for you tonight. Steal away. Steal away. Steal away to Jesus. Steal away. Steal away home. Ain't got long. Stay simple man, I got no command of the written word. I can only try and tell you the things I've seen and heard. Listen to the picture forever etched upon my mind. Day that hell broke loose, just north of me, rattled along the Kennesaw line. Sun rose high above us that morning, only clear any cloudless day. Beckerwood tapped on a tree, soon be shot away. The heat blistered down through the leaves on the trees. The air seemed mighty enough to catch fire. Heaven seemed to be made of brass. The sun rose higher and higher. Everything got real still and quiet. My old messmate Walter Hood said, I believe them boys that are up something. I know it ain't no damn good. Storm broke and swept down on us. He tumbled through the hills. Walked aside and he dropped his rifle. Said something to me about the river wills. Tell me, can you hear him singing, singing to you and me? All of my regret, carry me back to Tennessee. God missed the first and the 27th, Grand Rock City Guard. Sammy, nobody ever told me that I am. Be so hard to. Yeah. Sammy, I think I've been hurted real bad. Ain't this a hell of a day?
You best go leave me be now. I think I need some time to pray. You know how bad I've been wanting to go home. I couldn't see rightly how. Colonel Field ain't gonna have a choice this time. I'm bleeding, gonna get my furlough now. Don't you tell me that you can't hear them singing for you and me. Oh, Lumbery Grace, Lord, carry me back to Tennessee. Guide up the cowards in the river like lie when the seeds of death are sown. I pity the poor Yankee bastards who died so far from home. Yeah. Tell me, can you hear them singing? Singing to you and me. Oh, Lumbery Grace, carry me back to Tennessee. God, Mr. First and the 27th Grand Rock City Guard. Sammy, nobody ever told me dying.
Simple man, I got no command of the written word.
I can only try and tell you the things I've seen and heard. Listen to the picture, forever it's upon my mind. Day that hell broke loose just north of me, right all along the Kennesaw line. When you look away, oh, when you look away, yeah. Dixieland, where I was born, early on a frosty morning, would you look away, oh, look away, oh, Lord,
look away, yeah. Sammy, can you hear him singing?
Singing for you and me. Oh, Lumbery Grace, Lord, carry me back to Tennessee. Don't tell me you can't hear them. Lord, I can hear them crying. That hell broke loose just north of me, right all along the Kennesaw line. Day that hell broke loose just north of me, right all along the Kennesaw line. The hell broke loose just north of me, right all along Kennesaw line.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was Don Dunaway, and we've got to save the equipment, it looks like. And thank you for staying so long, and we'll go at it again tomorrow. But I'm glad you got a chance to hear Don. He's the man who wrote the song, and thank you for sitting out in the rain.
Let's give him a great big hand.
How about a nice hand for Don?
Good morning. We're wet but unbowed, and we're going to start off this morning's program with Mary McLean, whom you've heard several times this weekend. This morning she's going to be accompanied by a new person, new to the festival this year, Ron Riddle, and I have a special pleasure in introducing him as the pianist for this morning because he's an old friend of mine. He is an ethnomusicologist, a man with a very long title that means he studies folk music. He teaches at New College in Sarasota, but he learned his piano playing a long time before that. He used to play piano for on ships going back and forth, cruise ships, going back and forth across the Pacific. And he knows all kinds of styles, and including the blues and jazz and gospel styles that Mary McLean is familiar with. So what you're going to hear is another historic occasion, a meeting of two musical minds, bringing to you this morning some good blues and gospel numbers. Here's Ron Riddle and Mary McLean.
Jesus makes me feel good. Feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus makes me feel good. Church, I feel good, good, good. I feel good, good, good. Every time I think about Jesus makes me feel good. Sometimes sometime down, almost level to the ground. Every time I think about Jesus makes me feel good. Oh, I feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus makes me feel good. You can talk about me just as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm gonna bend my knees. Every time I think about Jesus makes me feel good. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, oh my Lord. Every time I think about Jesus makes me feel good. Do you feel good, good, good? Do you feel good, oh my Lord? Every time I think about Jesus makes me feel good. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Lord, come by here. Somebody needs the Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs the Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Everybody needs the Lord, come by here. Everybody needs the Lord, come by here. Everybody needs the Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, come by here. Needs the Lord, won't you come by here? The church needs the Lord, won't you come by here? The church needs the Lord to come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Oh, come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh Lord. Everybody needs the Lord.